Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And I wanted to say just a few words about one of the verses, actually two of them, that stood up to me today from Acts 24. This is Acts 24, 24 through 25. And it reads, "After some days, Felix came down with his wife Drusilla, who was a Jewish, and he sent for Paul and heard him speak about faith in Christ Jesus. As he reasoned about righteousness and self-control and the coming judgment, Felix was alarmed and said, 'Go away for the present. When I get an opportunity, I will summon you.'" Acts 24:24-25. And I had written in my notes the danger of delayed repentance. The danger of delayed repentance, you know. When a conviction comes, and the word has the ability to convict us, that's a lot of times, that's why people don't like the word, some people, because it does show us our wrongs. But when we have the knowledge of a loving God, being shown our wrongs, we can see is an act of love. We don't want to continue in something that is going to hang us in the end. No, we want to know what it is that we're doing wrong. But some people, they don't have that loving relationship with the Lord. And so they can't deal with the conviction. And of course, this is what we see in this situation, that Paul, Felix was convicted by Paul's message, but instead of repenting, he postponed it, making a decision. And so this delay shows how conviction without action often leads to continued sin. I thought about, he's not the only one that does that. Even in the Old Testament, when we were in the book of Exodus, we saw how often, Pharaoh, he would have these things happen. One instance was Exodus 8:15. But when Pharaoh saw that there was a respite, he hardened his heart and would not listen to them. That is very, very a sad thing. We don't want to harden our hearts. We want to do what God tells us to do. This is what is so beautiful, like I said, about having the indwelling Holy Spirit. We're not doing this on our own. We're not trying to push and pull ourselves into submitting or, anything. God himself gives us that ability. One of my favorite verses is that Philippians 2:13 in that regard. "For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose." That's who God is. He loves us so much that he does like what he did in the book of Genesis when, remember Lot and his family, they were told, "You better get out of town because I'm telling you, this town is going to be judged." And Lot said, "Oh, I am too weak. I'm so weak to do this." And God actually sent an angel to pull him along, to pull him and his family along out of that city. And God has an angel, bigger than an angel. The Spirit is himself indwells us when we have come to the Lord for salvation. So my encouragement is that continue to call out to the Lord when you see yourself pulling back from doing what is right. Immediately start doing that prayer. But let me pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I want to remember this myself, to keep asking for a filling of the Holy Spirit, that when we ask for a filling of the Holy Spirit, we're asking for particular power for a particular job, And so, Father, we need that all through the day. Perhaps, we don't want to do what we know we need to do, but we can call on a filling of the Holy Spirit to be empowered to do what we need to do. Thank you for your beautiful provision, Lord, of grace. We are graced people. Thank you so very much for that. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, we pray. Amen.